got to understand history. Of course, you know the victor always writes history and the loser doesn't get much. And of course, the victor is never always right, nor necessarily is he always wrong, nor is the loser. But if you study the victor's point of view, who writes the official history, and the loser's point of view, and if you study these two points, somewhere in between is the truth.
You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now we're going to take down his statue. So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you
if it's on, then it's on. I brought my uniform, load the guns, we can take off now. Yeah. Lying ass rappers working for the fed, shit is dead. We could go to war right now. Can you imagine what a city feel like? Men and women laid out in the streets. And if it's your desire to use a ghostwriter, then it must mean he already 6 feet deep. Palm box, floor, body bag, I guarantee to leave a fraud unconscious. You've been advised I could get a gun. Don't need to think, let's see what can I accomplish. Leave it to the news, I've been on a run. But for fun, let them think I'm just an accomplished. If you think the revolution just begun, it's a memorandum. That's nonsense.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew announced it's the seventh president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, who loses his spot on the front of the $20 bill. He will be replaced by Harriet Tubman, the Civil War anti-slavery activist and a leader of the Underground Railroad.
I was a child in Whitest, Mississippi, reading for my life when I discovered for the first time that everything I'd been taught about Abraham Lincoln was a lie. Now, I imagine I was 10 or 11, somewhere there. Before then, apparently, I'd believe this was the great emancipator. What happened, actually, when I was 10 or 11, and I'll explain. For some strange reason, in Mississippi, in the 30s, I happened to see Abraham Lincoln's address at Charleston, Illinois. September 18th, 1858, in the Lincoln-Douglas debate. And I read it, and I was just absolutely shocked. And from that point on, I started to researching Lincoln and trying to find out everything I could about him. I wasn't trying to get a degree. I wasn't trying to pass a course. As I say in the book, I was trying to save my life.
Ha! Just to get a picture, y'all cute. It's a scripture for every nigga y'all shoot. What you think, got a unicorn, you been worn out. I'ma turn your uniform to a lawsuit. Ooh, they gon' say it's gorgeous. Go ahead, take a mugshot, I'ma paint a portrait. Matter of fact, imagine that, it's recorded. Keep it 100, just so niggas can't afford it. Depending on the district, listening to this shit, you could get a warrant. I ain't hard to find, this is where we draw the line. If it ain't fuck the police, you an informant. They don't know the way, like attention wasn't paid. Put them on the front page, have them think they important. Been a long day, what you think I'm gonna say when they pick their own grade? Don't call it extortion.